On a recent clear spring afternoon, a large column of smoke rose near Lacombe on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. People reported seeing it from across the water. The cause was a raging fire, and WWNO's Ryan Kylath was on the scene.
At the site of the fire, a concerned neighbor pulled up in his truck. Firefighters were already there.
Did y'all light it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
To clarify, the firefighters were also the fire starters. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was conducting a controlled burn of 620 acres of wooded marsh at the Big Branch Wildlife Refuge. They put warning signs up all around town. But that didn't stop this steady stream of neighbors coming to make sure nothing was wrong.
Airplane crash.
Pon Dixon is a project leader at Fish and Wildlife. He says when they do these burns, locals always think it's an airplane crash.
Airplane crash, house fire, the marsh is on fire. I wish that's the truth. And here comes another one. Let's see what he's thinking.
Many, many hours earlier, the team of 10 firefighters assembled on the lawn of Fish and Wildlife's Southeast Louisiana Refuge, a few miles away.
So hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Fire manager Chris LaRouge was prepping them for the day's burn. Several times a year, Fish and Wildlife will set big swaths of the refuge on fire. The main reason for the burn is this guy. The red-cockaded woodpecker. The bird is an endangered species, and it needs an open, clear, savanna-like habitat to thrive. Fish and Wildlife discovered the bird here shortly before the refuge was established in 2001, and it changed their mission from simply preserving an area for hunting and fishing to protecting an endangered species. So, how many rare birds are in the burn area? There are about 15 trees here where the birds nest. Pon Dixon.
It's real critical that we not let those trees burn down.
That's the crazy thing that I think people will be surprised at, is that you can burn a whole forest but save 15 trees.
Correct. And those 15 trees are very, very important. They're part of the reason why this refuge exists.
If it sounds like a mighty task to burn down 620 acres of forest but spare 15 trees, that's because it is. The fire was set on three fronts: land, water, and air. On land, a guy with a drip torch walked the perimeter, setting marsh grass aflame. On the lakeside, an airboat did the same thing. But the coup de grace is the chopper.
I'm going up in the helicopter. I'll ride in the back seat with the door will be open.
That's John King. He's got the coolest job in this whole operation.
We got a machine that what it does is it drops little ping pong balls. They have a little chemical reaction in it. And what it does, it creates enough heat, the plastic in the ball, it sets on fire. And then whatever it lands in, grass, pine litter, whatever, then it'll set that on fire. So
you'll be in a helicopter raining balls of fire on the marsh.
It's a great job.
What's your job title? Like, what does it say on your...
Plastic Sphere Dispenser Operator.
Plastic Sphere Dispenser Operator.
Yep, it's a mouthful, huh?
As you can imagine, starting the fire is the easy part. The rest of the team works on controlling it, again by land, water, and air. After raining fire, the chopper drops a 110-gallon basket, scoops water from a nearby pond, and dumps it on areas they want to keep from burning. A long day's work later, 620 acres of dense forest are burned to the ground, except for 15 trees. If a fiery log ever got close to them, a guy in a dozer would come by and sweep it away. I asked Pon Dixon what this is like for the red-cockaded woodpecker.
It's almost like someone is giving them the gift of a lifetime. These birds are likely so excited, it's just unbelievable.
Fire manager Chris LaRouge said the whole day cost around $15,000, or $1,000 per tree. And that's not including 10 people's salary for the day. Is it a worthwhile price to pay for a few dozen woodpeckers? Fish and Wildlife says absolutely. One mission of the service is to conserve, protect, and enhance habitats for endangered species. As LaRouge said, this is what we do. For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kylath in Lacombe.